Well, good things are happening when it comes to partnerships in our community, especially when it comes to the art of, oh, Pokemon. New and old Pokemon Go fans have the chance to experience an outdoor interactive art exhibit at Blandford Nature Center. It'll highlight original and newly designed Pokemon characters. Get out there soon, because it's coming down tomorrow. Let's just go there. Representatives from those involved, Blandford, Wimcat, and Cook Park Center in the house to discuss on behalf of Blandford Nature Center, Community Programs Manager Amber Kilpatrick. Good morning to you, Amber.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you, Eliza Fernand, teaching artist at Wimcat and the Cook Arts Center. Good morning to you, Eliza.
Good morning.
Harmony Wynn, doing ceramics in a cool way also at Cook Arts Center as well. Good morning to you, Harmony.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk about this, the weather is on our side to get out and experience this today, Thursday, and or tomorrow. Let me start with you, if I may, Amber, as far as what's happening in a big way when it comes to Pokemon.
So we have a designated trail at Blandford Nature Center, and it's our Blue Heron Trail, and it's now also the PokeQuest Trail. And so there are currently 9 Pokemon sculptures hidden throughout that trail that we welcome kids and families to come and check out and try to find.
Awesome. Eliza, step up to the plate. Tell me about how Wimcat is involved.
So Amber came to Wimcat and was interested in having the students there involved in a community partnership, trying to bring in more folks to visit Blandford. And we put our heads together, all the teaching artists took a little field trip to Blandford. And my initial thought was, how fun would it be to have a sculpture trail here and have our ceramic students make artwork that could be installed in the woods and be on view?
And that's when you said, Harmony, yes, I'll help.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. Eliza and I work together at the Art Center as well, so she teaches the visual arts and I do the ceramics, and all of our middle schooler and elementary kids, they love Pokemon so much. It's like they have the cards out and they trade them and battle them during after school and during school, and so we thought it would be a really great idea to get some inspiration from those cards.
And tell me more about Cook Art Center.
So Cook Arts Center is a chapter or section of Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities. We also have a Cook Library Center. So we do after-school programming. We have anything from dance, music, and visual arts, weaving. We had a rug making and crochet class that went really well. We do all sorts of arts and creativity there.
And Eliza, again, are there ceramics on behalf of your kids to be viewed at this exhibition at Blandford?
Yes, so the students from the Cook Arts Center made the classic Pokemon that we all know, and the students from Wimcat made their own versions of Pokemon. They went to Blandford, got inspired by the nature and the wildlife, and designed their own Pokemon. Then they passed their designs to our 3D video game students who made digital versions. So there's a whole website component to this. Even if you miss the in-person experience on the trails, we have a website dedicated to images of the sculptures and the 3D models that the students made, little animated versions with all the Pokemon stats and everything.
I imagine these kids could probably teach you guys some things when it comes to Pokemon, right?
Yeah, we learned a lot. I learned about like fusion Pokemon and like the origin Pokemon stories and all sorts of like that there's different elements of Pokemon and so many generations of them. We also like had a video game music class next door to us while we were making Pokemon. So a lot of the kids were like, let's listen to the soundtrack and like play along. It was really cool.
Back to Blandford Nature Center, again, on the grounds through tomorrow. How are we best taking advantage of this opportunity on your grounds?
Well, I think the best way to go is to visit us on Friday, because Friday is also our free first Friday event. So everyone from the community is welcome to come out to Blandford for free that day. And since it will be the last day of the exhibit on the trails, it's also an opportunity to get out there to catch them all, if I may say, before they go back to Cook Arts.
But yet your exhibit, I would think, is for the adult too, that maybe has no clue about Pokemon. You can still see some pretty cool talent objects out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly an opportunity for everyone.
Tell me more about Blandford Nature Center.
So Blandford Nature Center is a nonprofit organization. We've actually been in Grand Rapids for 50 plus years, and we now have 264 acres of field and forest to adventure and explore through. We also offer community programs and special events. Not to mention, we host school field trips throughout the school year and offer summer camps.
I know you have the partnership, and I trust the term is you acquired the grounds of the Highlands, and there is a good place for us to walk, right?
Absolutely. And the Highlands grounds, that's now what gets us to 264 acres, and that is free admission dawn till dusk.
It's a Pokemon's dream. Pokemon's dream, right? To get out there. Back to Cook Art Center and the Wimcat partnership. Tell me more about this.
So I work at both centers, yes. And Wimcat is for teens from any Grand Rapids public school, high school. So we have 8 different schools that come there. Yes. And I also work at the Cook Art Center, which is free for students who go to schools in that neighborhood or live in that neighborhood. And Amber had approached both of our organizations, seeing if we could collaborate in some way. And so I wanted to really bring the younger kids and the older kids together. And Harmony and I talked about different ways we could collaborate on this. We ended up just working around the same theme, but coming up with some different ideas for things we could do in the future to bring those students together. And we've been talking about potentially doing another iteration of the Poke Quest and bringing it to the zoo next year.
Wow.
Oh,
look at us go.
Yeah. Yeah. Harmony, are these the arts, obviously, and being exposed to arts at a young age, are these future artists at work?
Yeah, I think so. We have some really great artists and musicians. We have a student, Diego, who had made his own movie, and it was called Iron Flash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he also now is learning how to do SFX makeup, and he learned how to make music. And I'm like, one day he's going to be a director, and he's going to make his own film. And I think that we have a lot of kids there that you just show them, and they kind of run with it, and they really know. They know how to explore those things and be experimental on their own. You just have to give them space for it.
And it's also back to Blandford Nature Center, exposing those who perhaps haven't walked in a field in a while, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, this collaboration was deliberate in trying to get 3 well-established and well-known organizations to work together, share ideas, and bring our community members into new spaces. So I think it's working pretty well for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What else do we need to know as we look to say our goodbyes specifically about WMCAT? And, of course, WMCAT standing for West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology. Beautiful place right behind the Bridge Street Market.
Yes, we have a new building we moved into in August. And WMCAT has 2 main programs. We have an adult career readiment program that's really wonderful and offers training in pharmaceutical tech, medical billing and medical coding, and then we have the creative arts program that is for our teens. Both programs are free, and we are enrolling, so if you're interested, look at wimcat.org.
Details about Cook Arts Center, if you would, Harmony.
We have our arts programming that runs during the school year. We also have a summer program that's starting. We have an open enrollment right now. But we also run our Girls Rock Grand Rapids program through the Cook Arts Center, and we just opened our applications for that yesterday, too. We also have our library center a little bit up the street on Granville, and they offer summer programming as well. They're doing a summer camp theme and also just library services if you want to check out a book or you need access to the internet.
Best way to find out more about Cook Arts Center would be?
Check out gaah.org.
You have a favorite Pokemon character?
I think Jigglypuff is my favorite.
I really like Squirtle.
I am clueless on this one.
He's cute.
Blandford Nature Center, you, Amber Kilpatrick, final words. Tell us about how best to enjoy tomorrow and how to continue enjoying this collaboration.
So stop in at our visitor center located at 1715 Hilburn Northwest. Just check in there so that you can get your PokeQuest map and guide and then hit the trails. And we hope that you'll head to the Blue Heron Trail, of course, to find the Pokemon, but also visit all of the trails that we have to offer and spend a good day out in the nature center.
You have a favorite character.
Evie.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right, Amber, Eliza, and Harmony, thank you on behalf of this Pokemon experience, this outdoor interactive art exhibit at Blandford Nature Center. Hurry up over there today or tomorrow, but certainly follow online as well. Thanks, guys, for what you do for our community.